Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. It's 2021, and Ali Jamil is among the many who hope it will be better than last year.
We are dreaming for to come back again like before, you know? We hope so.
Jamil owns a store one block from Times Square in New York City, which saw a very different New Year's celebration this year. Instead of the usual crowds to watch the ball drop at midnight, people were told to stay home and watch on television. Police closed off the area. One of those outside the barricades was Cole Zeiser, who recently moved to New York City.
It's our first time in New York on New Year's Eve, and it's not going to be what we wanted, what everyone dreams about in New York, you know?
Major cities around the world curtailed or canceled New Year's celebrations because of the pandemic. Dozens of residents of West Virginia were accidentally given coronavirus antibodies instead of Moderna's vaccine. NPR's Dave Mistich reports.
The West Virginia National Guard says 42 people were given doses of Regeneron instead of a vaccine against the coronavirus. The mix-up happened at a vaccination clinic hosted by staff from the Boone County Health Department. Medical experts from an interagency task force say they don't believe there is any risk of harm to those who got the wrong shot. The Guard, which is coordinating the state's rollout of vaccines, says all who received the doses of Regeneron have been contacted or are in the process of being contacted. State health officials say they will continue to follow up on the conditions of those who incorrectly receive the antibodies and will be given priority status to get the vaccine. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
Police in Grafton, Wisconsin arrested a pharmacist yesterday on suspicion of reckless endangerment, adulterating a prescription drug, and criminal damage to property. They believe he deliberately removed hundreds of doses of coronavirus vaccine from refrigeration for two nights, making them useless. His motive is not clear. In Oregon, more than $116 million in federal disaster assistance are allocated towards relief and recovery efforts from the 2020 wildfires. Brian Bull of member station KLCC reports.
To date, 1.2 million acres and 4,026 residences were destroyed by Oregon fires. Nine people were killed and one remains missing. But the damage isn't over. While a major fire was contained shy of Leanne Blodgett's home in Marcola, Oregon, she fears the damage it did to the Mohawk River area she lives in.
The upper part of it was burned extensively, and they're trying to get all the logs out of the area and stuff, but that could definitely cause landslides.
A deadline to apply for public assistance has been extended to mid-January. Local and tribal governments, as well as state agencies, can apply through FEMA. For NPR News, I'm Brian Bull in Eugene.
This is NPR News. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un sent New Year's greetings to his people in what he called difficult times. As NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Seoul, it's the first time since Kim came to power in 2011 that he delivered the message in a handwritten letter instead of a televised address.
Kim pledged to work hard to usher in a new era in which, he wrote, the ideals and desires of our people will come true. Kim may have skipped the TV speech this year because he's due to speak at a Congress of the ruling Workers' Party in the coming days. He's expected to lay out a roadmap for his country's economic policies for the next 5 years and possibly hint at plans for ties with Seoul and Washington. Kim has admitted that the last economic five-year plan had failed to reach its goals as the economy was hammered by international sanctions, typhoons and floods, and the coronavirus. The North still claims not to have a single case of COVID-19. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Seoul.
President Trump posted a New Year's Eve video on Twitter last night, focusing on his accomplishments in office, noting the U.S. produced a COVID-19 vaccine in record time. Trump returned to the White House yesterday, a day early, skipping an annual New Year's Eve party at his Florida resort. No reason for the change in schedule was given. President-elect Joe Biden made an appearance last night during the long-running Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve on ABC. He said he's absolutely, positively confident the U.S. will come back from the pandemic, even stronger than before. He praised healthcare workers and urged everyone to get vaccinated. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.